Morning Watch. Crucial Aspects of Matthew 5 through 7. Week 2. The blessedness of those who mourn, of those who are meek, and of those who are the peacemakers, called the sons of God. Monday, related verses. Matthew chapter 5, verse 4. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Revelations chapter 7, verse 17. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and guide them to springs of waters of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 10. Emphasizing verses 3 through 5 and 9. Verses 3 through 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassions and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, that we may be able to comfort those who are in every affliction through the comforting with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For even as the sufferings of the Christ abound unto us, so through the Christ our comfort also abounds. Verses 6 through 8. But whether we are afflicted, it is for your comforting and salvation. Or whether we are comforted, it is for your comforting, which operates in the endurance of the same sufferings which we also suffer. And our hope for you is firm, knowing that as you are partakers of the sufferings, so also you are of the comfort. For we do not want you to be ignorant, brothers, of our affliction which befell us in Asia, that we were excessively burdened beyond our power, so that we despaired even of living. Verse 9. Indeed, we ourselves had the response of death in ourselves, that we should not base our confidence on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead. Verse 10. Who has delivered us out of so great a death, and will deliver us, in whom we have hoped that he will also yet deliver us. Related reading. It does not seem logical to say that those who mourn are blessed and happy. However, if we pray for a certain period of time with the Spirit filled with the King and the Kingdom, we will begin to mourn over the negative situation of today. The entire situation of the world is negative in relation to God's economy. Satan, sin, self, darkness, and worldliness predominate among all people on earth. God's glory is insulted, Christ is rejected, the Holy Spirit is frustrated, the church is desolated, self is corrupted, and the whole world is evil. Hence, God wants us to mourn over such a situation. If we mourn according to God and His economy, we will be comforted by being rewarded with the kingdom of the heavens. We will see God's heavenly ruling over the entire negative situation. We must mourn, yet we are filled with hope. The King is coming, the enemy will be defeated, and the earth will be regained by Christ. Someone who is poor in spirit and who desires and seeks God will be enlightened to see his evil, corrupt, and rebellious nature. He will also be enlightened to see that he resists God. As a result, he will mourn. On a larger scope, a person who is poor in spirit and seeks God will mourn because his surroundings, the present generation, and the people in the world do not want God, resist God, and rebel against God. From the context of Matthew 5 through 7, mourning is not related to disasters or illness, but to the fact that people do not want God and do not submit to God. Such mourning may seem unpleasant, but it is sweet. The people of the world mourn often because they are in sin and have sicknesses and tribulations. However, this kind of mourning is ugly, low, and worthless. Only mourning on behalf of God is beautiful, precious, glorious, and of eternal value. The Lord promised that those who mourn on behalf of God will be comforted. Comforting includes the satisfaction of having the Lord in us today and the comfort that we will have in the coming kingdom and in the new heaven and new earth. When the overcomers enter into the coming kingdom, their enjoyment and condition will free them from the grief of this age. Hence, they will be satisfied and comforted. In the New Jerusalem, in eternity future, the portion that they receive will comfort them further. In the New Jerusalem, God will be everything to man, and man will be fully under God's rule. Our grieving heart is comforted by gaining God and by coming under His authority. Our heart is also comforted when we see our fellow seekers desiring God and being under His rule. However, our comfort will be greater and richer in the coming kingdom and in eternity future. A person who lives in the reality of the kingdom of the heavens often mourns. He does not mourn over the tribulations that he suffers, but over not gaining God. The object of such mourning is God and His dominion, and the reason for such mourning is the loss of God and the loss of His dominion. Such mourning is noble and holy. Those who mourn will be comforted by God. Revelation 21 says that when the New Jerusalem descends from heaven, God will tabernacle with men, and He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. This refers to the nations, but chapter 7, verse 17 also speaks of the Lamb wiping away every tear from those who stand before the throne of God. Surely the kingdom people who mourn will be comforted in the New Jerusalem. They will have no reason to mourn.